least. Police are still looking into the circumstances of that crash. KSL News Time 439. Emergency triple team traffic now as we go back to the traffic center. Here's Ricky.
Mother Nature has just taken too much of a toll on the drive along I-15 in Utah County. The snow continues to come down heavy in spots. That stretches from just after SR-92. It could affect both north or southbound directions of I-15. So from Lehigh, really all the way down to just past Santaquin and Rocky Ridge. Now, Highway 6 also taking a little bit of a hit, as well as Highway 189 in Provo Canyon. Just on I-15 alone, and this could be north or southbound, we've had multiple accidents, up to 10 to 12 active crashes at this time. Most are being moved out of the way. But again, Utah County drivers, you have got to anticipate slow speeds and slushy, slick road conditions no matter where you're traveling. Michelle?
The southwest part of the Salt Lake Valley is also showing some pretty heavy conditions going through there. I-15 between Sandy and Murray is showing slowdowns both directions due to weather conditions. Looking to Bangor Highway, I'm seeing slowdowns west Jordan to Riverton. And if you're headed traveling through Big or Little Cottonwood Canyons, they're restricted to chains and four-wheel drive for all vehicles. Mark.
Well, despite the conditions deteriorating up into Davis County Bountiful right now, the travel is not bad. Folks are being very careful traveling South Salt Lake through downtown and into Davis County via I-15, Highway 89, 215 at the north end of Legacy. All are open and ready for you this afternoon. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together.